This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been amplifying the third point in our outline of the book of Habakkuk, how he authentically proclaimed God's message to his people. He shared his experience of how he received God's message and how he was enlightened to understand the message he was to proclaim. He was told to write down the message on tablets when it was received at the appointed time. That is the message explained in the first two chapters of his book. When the chosen herald ran with this message throughout the land, it must have raised fear in the hearts of all who heard it. The Babylonians probably got the message since it was written on tablets. At first glance, they probably scoffed at it, reminding themselves of previous threats from false prophets in the nations they had decimated on their path toward Jerusalem. As things started to unravel for them, they were probably reminded of what the prophet of God had predicted, but by then it was too late. The writer of the book of Hebrews warned, "It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God," Hebrews 10:31, "and our God is a consuming fire," Hebrews 12:29. "It is always dangerous and foolish to play with fire." God's people learned this the hard way in Habakkuk's day. So did the Babylonians a few years later. Subsequent nations followed suit. Fortunately, Habakkuk left us an example described in chapter 3 of his prophecy. He shared it with his people and anyone facing similar circumstances, either by virtue of their own rebellion or that of those around them. More on this in our next visit.